lot of people get, you know, kind of caught up or stuck on these passages when referring to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of the New Testament believers versus the fact that the Old Testament believers did not have that indwelling. And you know who capitalizes on this is who? Dispensationalists. You know, dispensationalists will say, this proves the salvation was different in the Old Testament than it is in the New Testament under the gospel of grace. Because of the fact that, you know, in order to have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if they believed on the Lord back then, but they didn't have the indwelling Holy Spirit, it shows you that it was a different gospel. It was a gospel that said you have to believe on the Lord, but you also had to do the animal sacrifices and the ordinances and all this stuff. Now, this is completely false, and all it takes is just a casual study of the Holy Spirit to understand why that was, okay? Now, go with me, if you would, to John chapter 7. John chapter 7. You see, the Holy Spirit was definitely present in the Old Testament. We see him coming upon different believers, Saul. You know, we see him coming upon Samson, upon Moses, upon David. Now, yeah, he did not indwell the believers. He would come upon them, but the Bible actually says that he dwelt with them. So he didn't dwell in them, but the Bible does say that he dwelled with them. The difference is he was not within them. Now look what it says in John chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Isn't that interesting? Because keep in mind, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, physically, in our Bibles, is in the New Testament. But the events within Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is actually considered Old Testament. Right. New Testament doesn't begin until the death of Christ, the death of the testator. At that point, you have the New Covenant. So when this is being said, it's not the New Testament. It's actually still the Old Testament. And this is why he's saying, hey, you know, you guys are going to receive the Holy Ghost when I'm glorified. But notice that it says on them that what? Believe. Does it say on them that believe and keep the sacrifices and the ordinances? No, because we see here that it's still by faith. It's always been by faith, okay? Go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Now in John chapter 20, we see that Jesus Christ breathes on his disciples and says unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Because at that point he's glorified. So he gives them the Holy Ghost. He indwells them at that point. Look what it says in John 14 and verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So here's the thing. The Holy Spirit was not some enigma to the believers in the Old Testament. Because here it says that they knew him. Right? Because in order for any believer in the Old Testament, including these disciples, to do any type of work, they had to be filled with the Spirit. And mark it down. The Holy Spirit, when he would come upon believers, he would fill the believers. He just wouldn't dwell within them. But here it says, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Okay? And here's what they'll say. Well, that's proof, Brother Mejia. You know, that salvation was different because you have to believe on Jesus Christ in the New Testament, Sluder, you know, in order for you to have the indwelling Holy Spirit in you. But these guys are cunning, aren't they? They're crafty, you know, and they play on the ignorance of people to try to teach their false doctrine. So, well, how do we explain this then? Why didn't he not indwell the believers in the Old Testament, but now he indwells the believers in the New Testament, even though it's by faith alone in both? Why is that? Well, it's a simple explanation like this. He would dwell with the believers. He didn't dwell within them because his permanent dwelling place, so to speak, on earth was what? The tabernacle. The temple. That's where the presence of God was, right? So the presence of God was in the tabernacle. And once the tabernacle was done and they edified the temple, that's where the presence of God was during the Old Testament. Now, when the New Testament came along, the temple was no longer sanctioned by God. In fact, the Bible says that when Jesus Christ died, the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. Now, If the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, dwelled in the tabernacle and in the temple in the Old Testament, what does the Bible refer to as the tabernacle and the temple in the New Testament? Our bodies. That's all it is. So in the New Testament, the Bible says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" So look, folks, the reason why the Holy Spirit did not indwell them is because he was dwelling within the tabernacle and the temple. And once that was vacated, and once that was done, the Holy Spirit vacated the temple and the tabernacle and indwelt us, which the Bible refers to as the tabernacle and the temple of the Holy Ghost. Simple as that. And it has nothing to do with salvation. Zero to do with salvation.